Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
He's looking at you, kid.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Here's Johnny.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
Hello, welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut. It's the second week of our Glenn Miller story. Well, the film was the second and last film to feature the Glenn Miller Orchestra. It's Orchestra Wives, and is notable among the many swing-era musicals because its plot is more serious and realistic than the insubstantial storylines that were typical of the genre. The film was re-released in 1954 and is a tie-in with the biopic when the Glenn Miller story came out. But let's have a listen to the trailer for Orchestra Wives.
Get ready for the season's miracle musical, bringing you sparkling entertainment and brilliant music as you like it. It's the merry, mirthful musical comedy triumph, Orchestra Wives, starring George Montgomery, Ann Rutherford, and America's most popular radio and recording dance sensation, Glenn Miller and his band, with Lynn Barry, Carol Landis, Cesar Romero, Virginia Gilmore, Mary Beth Hughes, and the Nicholas Brothers.
Yes, I know, Janie. Well, I would have told you about this marriage thing before. Honest, if I'd known myself.
Well, I knew it was either very sudden or you're the biggest heel in history.
Honest, Connie, I swear it was all over before I'd met you.
Certainly doesn't look like it. Oh, do you really expect me to believe that when I walk in here in the middle of the night and find this?
I'm gonna stick to the moon, stay with the stars.
That's my philosophy.
Nature must have thought of spring for people like you and me.
Should I go on whistling in the dark? Serenade.
C, D, E, F, G, H, I got a gal
in Kalamazoo.
Don't wanna boast, but I know she's a toast
of Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
You can hear all these tracks in the next hour here on the Director's Cut, Orchestra Wives. Interesting thing about the film is that the stars of the film, Ann Rutherford, you may have heard of, George Montgomery, and of course Glenn Miller, Lynn Band, Carol Landis, and probably the name that you will recognise out there is Cesar Romero. Well, the plot basically goes like this. Connie Ward is a young woman who, on the spur of the moment, marries Bill Abbott, a trumpet player in Gene Morrison's swing band. Of course, that's Gene Morrison is Glenn Miller. She soon finds herself at odds, and the cattiness and petty jealousies of the other band members' spouses. Let's get into the music, and of course, we'll start off with this introduction and a medley of the film Orchestra Wives. Very recognisable indeed. Moonlight Serenade. Well, the wives accompany their husbands on their cross-country train tour. Discomfort is exacerbated by a flirtation between Abbott and Janie, the band's female vocalist.
Thank you.
roses are red,
violets are blue.
That's corny poetry.
Maybe corn is just a thing for
people like you and me.
Folks may say we're antiquated.
If they do, who cares?
So we're not sophisticated.
Leave it to the millionaire.
I'm gonna stick to the moon, stay with the stars.
That's my philosophy.
Nature must have thought of spring for people like you and me.
Get a load of those guys high in the skies, winging to victory.
Up and at 'em in the fight for people like you and me.
Hey, get a load of those gobs doing their jobs, keeping the sea lanes free.
Just to make the future bright for people like you and me.
You must put your Yankee heart and soul in everything you do. Keep 'em flying, keep 'em rolling. Uncle Sam will see you through.
We'll have to roll up our sleeves,
tighten our belts, but through the dark we'll see
the lady with a liberty life for people like you and you and you and people like me, people like you and me.
Big production number, People Like You and Me, from the film Orchestra Wives. Well, an early draft of the film's screenplay was rejected by the PCA because that's like the censorship system they had. It implied that some of the characters had committed adultery. Well, after PCA officials met with the producer Willem LeBaron in mid-June of 1942, the story was approved on the condition that there would be no adultery explicitly depicted in the movie. Well, Orchestra Wives, as we said, is the second and only second film and final film of the famed band leader Glenn Miller, who disbanded the orchestra in September 1942 in order to enter the military, as we know. Let's take it up to the break with this track. Thank you.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Welcome back. Before the break, you heard Boom Shot. Now, three future movie and television stars were uncredited with appearances with Jackie Gleason, who portrays the band's bass player, Ben Beck. Now, Harry Morgan is the soda jerk Cully Anderson, who initially dates Connie Ward. And, of course, Harry Morgan became Colonel Potter in the famous MASH series. Well, Harry Morgan would co-star in the film The Glimmer Story in 1953, portraying the man McGregor, Chummy McGregor, who was the man who was playing the piano, dubbed Caesar Romeo in the film. Now, at last, here it is again. It was in Sun Valley Serenade, and this time the lead is from the Mail.
Thank you.
the trumpeter player there, sort of the character that played by George Montgomery. Well, Orchestral Wise features several songs by Mark Gordon and Harry Warren. You just heard one of the major ones there, which, of course, later was made famous by Etta James. Well, the same team were responsible for the hits featured in Miller's first film, Sun Valley Serenade, which we featured last time. The main production number in this is I've Got a Girl in Kalamazoo, and this is a companion piece to Chaganoodoo Choo Choo, which became the first million-seller record in the world, apparently, from the first film. Well, that features a folksy vocal and virtuoso tenor saxophone played by Tex Beniki, backup singing by Marion Hatton, and of course the Modern Airs, and a spectacular song and dance sequence by the Nicholas Brothers, which of course we can't show you on this program because it's a radio. It's accompanied in the uncut version of the film by Dorothy Dundridge, both singing and dancing. Well, Harry Morgan would co-star in the film I told you about, the Glenn Miller story coming up, which we mentioned earlier. Now, other songs include World War II era period piece People Like You and Me, which we heard earlier, and a breakneck performance of Bugle Call Rag, and the melancholy romantic ballad At Last, which we've just played. Now, listen to this.
Clean St. John and Bill.
I haven't seen them all morning. They weren't in their rooms last night.
I thought you were with St. John last night.
Well, honey, I would have been if you'd have been there, but...
Well, where were you then?
Not so early in the morning. Wait until you get him on the train to beat him up, will you?
Where's the telephone?
Right over there, sir.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there's one of them now.
St. John, where you been?
I was a bridesmaid.
Ah, that's not funny. Where's Bill?
He was a bride.
Oh, Dad, he's wonderful. Yes, Dad, it's the trumpet player. I just couldn't leave him. And then at the last minute, he decided he couldn't leave me either, so... we got married.
Well, when'll I see you? You coming home? All the way to California. That'll be a nice trip for you. No, Connie. I think it's fine. That's the way to get married, when you can't leave each other. Oh, I'm sure he is.
Oh, Dad, the train's waiting. I can't say any more now, but I'll write you everything. His name? Oh, darling, I told you. It's Bill Abbott. I'm Mrs. Bill Abbott. Goodbye, darling.
Come on, St. John, what's she like? Come on,
yeah, sweet and lovely, or
I never
what?
Thought anybody'd get Bill. She must be dynamite.
Well, she's not exactly the explosive type, but she's nothing to be handled carelessly.
Now, don't tell me she's the gingham apron ingenue type.
She means ingenue. Just for that, I mean ingenue.
All right, don't fight, girls. You'll see her.
What is she? Japanese?
Meow.
Oh, shut up.
There she is now. All aboard.
She's a little red around the eyes.
Oh, Christopher, a weeper. If there's anything I hate, it's a leaky dame.
Come on, Calendar.
Aboard?
Well, here she is, Mrs. Abbott, Natalie. Mrs. Mercer, honey.
Congratulations and bon voyage, dear. So nice having someone new with us.
Thank you.
Let's get on
board.
Can't you hold the train a minute?
All aboard.
Where's Phil?
Who?
Your husband, remember?
Oh, Phil, here he comes. Hurry up, Dumbo. Think anyone who blows a horn all night ought to have better wind.
Now, there's just one more. Oh, Janie. I knew you'd be late.
When my yacht comes in, I'm going to buy 50 beds and sleep in them all for a year.
Oh, sit here, Mark.
All right.
Comfortable?
Yes, darling.
You know, Mom, I'm glad we brought the vacuum cleaner.
Here we are. Oh, honey, you know Ben Beck already, and this is Mama Beck.
Happy to know you.
How do you do?
Congratulations, Bill.
Thanks.
You look like a fine couple.
Congratulations, Bill. I hope you're as happy as we are.
Thanks a lot, Ben.
What about you, St. John? When are you going to get married?
What do I want to get married for? I got plenty of girls sitting at home tearing their hair out waiting for me to call.
Well, why don't you call?
I'm sick of those bald-headed dames.
Oh, bullets.
Get out of here, you muzzler.
Now, Ben.
Oh, Mrs. Abbott, I didn't get a chance to wish you luck out on the platform.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. This is my boss, Gene Morrison.
Oh, yes, I know Mr. Morrison. How do you do, sir?
Best wishes to you.
And thanks.
Here's a little wedding present for you.
Why, thank you. May I open it now?
Sure.
Oh, it's beautiful. But how did you know we were going to be married?
Oh, I've been listening to Bill play those romantic numbers lately.
isn't it lovely, darling?
Yes, they are. Mine's getting a little tarnished, Jean.
Well, if they're all alike, no one can say I'm playing any favorites. Although I have a few.
Oh, Janie, I'd like to have you meet my wife, Miss Stevens.
You kidding? No, really. We just got married.
How do you do, Miss Stevens? I've heard you sing. I just love your voice.
Thank you. It's nice to have you with us.
Oh, isn't she lovely?
Honey, how would you like a nice hot cup of coffee?
That would be just grand.
Well, you stay here and I'll get it for you.
All right.
There you go, a sequence from the movie when they get married and the tension begins to build. Well, when Ward eventually walks out on Abbott, their split releases so many other tensions among the musicians and their wives that Leader Morrison is forced to break up the orchestra. Ward and the band's pianist, St. John, which is played by Cesar Romero, then work behind the scenes to reunite the band, which also produces a reconciliation between Ward and Abbott with additional help from Connie's father. Great music. Let's continue now. Let's have some back-to-back tracks from this movie, the second and only the second movie from the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Thank you. American Patrol, before that Ready to Fight, and they call it the Use Rumba. We're back after the break with more great tracks from the movie Orchestra Wives, the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
We'll be right back.
Going to Let You Go. Before that, we heard the Bugle rag. And coming up now, this is the band's montage, and then on to Iowa. We'll be right back.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Welcome back, and we're about to conclude our visit to the only second film ever made by the Glenmiller Orchestra called Orchestra Wives, and this is the big production number. It is called I Met a Girl in Kalamazoo. Thanks very much indeed for your company. As always, thanks to Eamon and Mary, how you put the programme together. And I'll be back next week with another edition of The Director's Cut. Enjoy. Bye for now.
She's the toast
of Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
Years have gone by.
My, my, how she grew.
I liked her looks when I carried her books
in Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
I'm gonna send a wire, hopping on a flyer,
leaving today.
Am I dreaming? I can hear her screaming.
Mr. Jackson, everything's okay. A-L-A-M-A-Z-O. Oh, what a gal, a real pepperoo.
I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to.
I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest gal
in Kalamazoo.
Thank you. E, F, G, H. I got a gal.
Where?
In Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo.
I don't want to boast, but I know she's a toast of Kalamazoo.
Zoo, 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 zoo.
Years have gone by. My, my, how she grew.
Man, did she grew.
I liked her looks when I carried her books in Kalamazoo.
Zoo, 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 zoo.
I'm gonna send a wire.
Hopping on a flyer.
Leaving today. Am I dreaming?
I can hear screaming. Hiya, Mr. Jackson.
Everything's okay.
A-L-A-M-A-Z-O.
Oh, what a gal. A real pipperoo.
She's a fine chick.
I'm gonna make my bid for the freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to.
Going to Michigan to see the sweetest gal in Kalamazoo.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalog of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.